96 Kicks with me. I have my author of the week, Afton Locke. Afton, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you, and welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
Always good to have you back, Afton. Always. All right. Share with us. Tell us your latest. What's your latest?
I just put one out called Follow Me, and it takes place in 1969. It's a lady who's leaving a bad home and stumbling into another one, led by a commune leader who's a very, very hot, bearded man. And it's an interracial relationship, and they're both trying to make the world a better place.
I can imagine back in 1969, being an interracial couple was not a popular thing.
Right, and this takes place in Wheeling, West Virginia, so it's not as bad as the Deep South.
But, right.
They're dealing with society and really trying to change things.
All right. Now, what inspired you to write this book?
Actually, because it's a 50-year anniversary of a lot of things that happened in 69, because this is August of 2019, there are a lot of documentaries on TV, and once I saw one about a commune and how they recruit people with a lot of passion. I thought, I've got to write this. This is hot.
Now, it's a kind of different. How do you feel about writing a period piece?
I really like it. I tend to really put myself back in that time, and I watch movies, I listen to music, I really immerse myself in it.
Okay.
And I have to switch now to the 30s, so I'm having a hard time.
So currently, okay, I guess you just teased us what you're working on now, right? So you're working on a 30s piece?
Well, I have to get back to my Oyster Harbor series because readers are really telling me.
Yes. Are they giving it to you?
They are. Gotta please them.
That's right. We readers, we are very passionate about our works, and we're gonna give it to you whether you like it or not. Now, how long did it take you to write your book, the one that's currently out now, that just been released?
It does take me a while to write books because I have a full-time job, day job, you know.
Yes.
And I spend a lot of time polishing.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, that's truly understandable. You have to have an everyday job, you know. But we're so glad that you still find time to write.
Yeah, and I'm excited because I wrote a very long 1920s. It was actually an 8-piece serial.
See, that's my time period. I didn't mean to cut you off, after, but I love the 20s. It's just something about the 20s that I do love that time period.
Me too.
Yes.
So it's Drunk on Men, and it's going to be going on sale as a box set next month.
Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful Christmas gift that would be.
It was.
Oh, my goodness. But, yes, we are so glad that you can still find time to write us. How can we reach out to you, Afton?
Yeah, thank you so much. It's good to talk to you
No,
again.
How can we reach out to you, like our readers? Are you on Facebook, Instagram?
Yes, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And I have a website that's aftonlock.com.
Okay. So glad that you still have your website. You can go on there and get all your books. Amazon has all your books. So
that's right.
Want people to get familiar with your writing in case they don't know anything about you. But welcome back to the show. And I'm so glad that we had a chance to chat. And you keep writing.
All right. I will.
Now, do you know when you're... your next piece will be out, or next year maybe?
I'm trying to get that Oyster Harbor Book 5 out by the end of the year, but it might creep to January.
Hi. We'll see. There's nothing wrong with the New Year's gift.
Right.
We'll take Christmas gifts. Nothing wrong with the gift all year round. So if it's January, we got to wait. So it be, Afton. All right, sweetheart. Thank you so much, and thank you for coming back. And give us the title of your new book again.
Okay, well, thank you for having
me. All right. Thank you, Afton.
All right, goodbye.